USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan targeted a military base and a provincial chief on Sunday, killing at least 34 people. The attacks happened during the first face-to-face peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Shazib Wallah is a correspondent for France 24, reporting from Islamabad.
The first one was a suicide blast at the entrance of a military base in Ghazni province. Then there was another attack that took place in the Zabul province.
Nobody has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The Islamic Republic and President of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, are blaming Israel for Friday's slaying of an Iranian scientist. There are reports of a military-style ambush involving a truck bomb exploding and gunmen opening fire on the scientist, killing him and a bodyguard on the outskirts of Tehran. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.